Hello, my friends. This is Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, and I've been in touch with you guys the last few weeks because I've been so busy traveling across America. So it's good to be back with you and spend some time with you, sharing you the message of hope, love, and freedom, and prosperity. And I'm going to cover a topic for you guys as usual and then get to your questions and your concerns and how to live free once again in this great United States of America. So tonight's topic, of course, is going to be about the common question people ask me. You know, Peyman, you say in the law that when they define the term United States in tax laws, in the definitions, they don't mention the 50 states as being part of state or United States. They only mention the District of Columbia. And, well, what if they can change that? What if they change it and now have the whole 50 states be subject to the federal income tax? And I'm going to share with you guys why that's not the case. They cannot ever do that. That will not happen. And you've been free. You just didn't know you were supposed to be free, and you are free. So we're going to cover that for you guys tonight. So let's get my favorite book cover, The Federal Mafia, out here. But this is going to be a little bit longer presentation. I think it's going to be maybe about 30 minutes. I don't know. We'll see. 35. So be patient, okay? I'll get to this good topic and then get your questions also right afterwards. Okay, will you do it? Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover a question that often people ask me. As those of you who've been watching my presentations, been to Freedom Law School's website for our social media videos, you know I've been saying that in the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws right here, the Bible of the IRS, okay, the section that defines everything, section 7701, which is hidden at the end of the book on purpose, not in the beginning of it for you to see at the end, it defines United States as being only the District of Columbia. Although it does not say the word only. And people assume that, people say, well, the 50 states are not included in there right now, as you say, Peyman. Per the U.S. Supreme Court, these definitions are very critical. We have to follow them. But what if they change the law? Can they simply just change the law and tax the people of the 50 states through the 50 states in a definition of the term state in the United States? And the answer is no. They cannot do that, and I'll show you why. And the reason is absolutely fabulous. The reason is because you have God-given rights, and the founding fathers of America made sure the American system of governance, the federal system, is created in a way that protects you from being a slave. So let's start from the beginning, from the Declaration of Independence of July 4th, 1776, okay? Now, here is the part that's relevant because this is a, you know, 1776. Look at always the underwriting part of my presentations, okay? Here you notice that we refer to the laws of nature and of nature's God, okay? So here you see founding fathers recognize that everything they do and their relationship with government is all based upon God's laws, okay? So let's go a little bit more detailed in the Declaration of the 13 United States of America. And here's what they say. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That's rights that cannot be taken away from you. You're born with them. That among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay, so right there, that's a foundation of America as a free union of states of the United States. They tell you that the purpose of government is only to secure your God-given rights and freedoms. Okay, now, on the Articles of Confederation, the states were completely independent, you know, and there was very limited cooperation among the states sometimes. So that led them to the U.S. Constitution, okay? And U.S. Constitution, you know, we're going to go and what it did is create the federal system. And the federal system is where the hold on a second, guys. I think we have, that's a wrong version. We've got to put the right version on here. Can we do that? Okay, let's pause for just 1 minute because I think we got the wrong version of the presentation up on the screen. We're going to fix that right now. We'll go quick in a jiffy. So while my assistant does that, let me tell you guys some good news coming up, by the way, while we're at it, okay? We had a successful event in Salt Lake City and another town below that recently, that last weekend, and I'm going to be doing more free Restore Freedom seminars or conferences across America. We're going to be doing June 8th, right in the Denver, Colorado area. We're going to be doing, looks like it, in San Diego on June 2nd, okay? Around that time, that's not the date exactly that's settled yet. And we'll be at the Redfield Expo coming up in mid-June in South Dakota. In addition, we'll be doing an event in Dallas, Texas. And very likely, we may do one also, although it's not guaranteed at this time yet, possibly an event in Reno, Nevada as well. So the dates are not exactly set on those events yet. They will be coming firm. As soon as we do, we will put them on our website, freedomlawschool.org, under events. You'll see all the upcoming events. But the events all are going to be free. Yes. So the purpose of that is that we want everybody to be able to participate and be there on how we can, as Americans, work together to restore freedom. All Americans. Is that the correct one? Is that that? Are you sure? Okay. All right. We got the right one. Let's make it bigger. Okay. We're going to make it big. Okay. So stay tuned, folks. And we're going to be on our website. We're doing that. Okay. Let's go back to our presentation, folks. Okay. So here we go. The U.S. Constitution, it created a federal system. Okay. What the federal system did is it gave the federal government certain powers delegated by the states, and all the other powers the states retain to themselves. So those 18 powers, some of them are common defense, common foreign relations, common money, common immigration rules, and things like that. Okay? So states in America are countries. We are not one country. We are 50 countries in a union plus one agent in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, okay? So what happened is that the Bill of Rights was later on proposed and ratified by the Congress of the United States. And the reason was, as you see right here, the second paragraph says that the conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution. See, the states had to agree that they're going to create this agent government and delegate these powers to the federal government. Okay, so that's what this is all about back then. Remember, it's not like federal government created the states. No, the states created the federal governments. So these convention of a number of states expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, which means prevent misunderstanding or abuse of its powers. They did not want the federal government to abuse its powers. That further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. This confirms the U.S. Constitution was meant to declare some powers to the federal government and restrict the powers of the federal government. So with that context, again, we'll continue on and you see the Bill of Rights has 10 amendments or additions to the U.S. Constitution. The First Amendment, and you know, most of you know about that. There shall be no religion in America. You have free speech, press, assemble, right to petition the government, redress of grievance. Okay. Ninth Amendment is our, you know, all the rights that are not mentioned are retained by the people. We have all the rights. The Tenth Amendment is very important because it shows again that the power is not delegated to the United States government by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states, are reserved to states respectively or to the people. The states have all the powers they still retain and hold back, okay? Now I'm gonna show you that only citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., okay, and some federal employees and contractors are required to pay federal income taxes, okay? The source of law is, you see it before, we rely on these, the Office of the Law and Revision Council, the government source of the laws being published out there, Title 26. We cover this Title 26 stuff in our other presentations, the 1040 income tax form. Bottom line is, we show you, you are deceived, right? Pay no income or payroll taxes by following the U.S. government's official legal websites. Now, here's the key deception we cover. Right now, the way law is written, U.S. individual income tax is actually D.C., District of Columbia individual tax, which are not the 50 states. Can we fix this now? Okay. Hey, guys, so I think we're going to find out what's happened to my presentation. We're going to rearrange it just a minute to get the right presentation on there. So if you can do that, hopefully, if not, we'll just continue with this one. That's okay, you know. It is what it is. Sometimes things like that happen, you know. So while my technical department helps with this technical issue on the presentation, I think it's important that you guys understand how special America really is. Okay. The world, no government has a system of laws that recognizes that your rights, you're born with it. They come from God, not from some king or dictator of any kind. Even the European countries where our heritage in America comes from, like England, they do not have a system of laws like us. The rights of people in England and Canada and Australia, New Zealand, comes from the crown, the king or queen of England. In all the countries, the governments, they create the constitution, yes, they also do that. But the context is never that you're born with rights that God gives to you. And they can change them at any time very easily. The U.S. Constitution is deliberately also being made difficult to change because the Founding Fathers knew if they made it easy to change the Constitution, it could be just changed like napkins. So for example, you probably don't know that to change the U.S. Constitution, a proposal that it goes to the states to change the Constitution has to be accepted or ratified by 3/4 of the states. That's right. That's a strong 70 5%, majority of the states that approve the change in the U.S. Constitution. It's a very high burden. It was done on purpose because they knew, again, if they allowed it to be easy to change, it could be just diluted very easily. That's why in over 200 and plus years that the U.S. Constitution has existed, there's not been a huge number of amendments or change to the Constitution of the United States. Many states, like California, they have their constitutions changed every couple of years. They put something on the ballot and they sucker the voters to approve it by just over 50% and one vote. And then they changed it. That's how easy it is, you know, to change them in many states, 50%, sometimes 60%, depending on the threshold of the Constitution. And it's not good because the Constitution of the states that were created way back then, they were done right. So states that allow the Constitution of their states to change quickly and easily are doing a disfavor to their people because they put all kind of a communist, hodgepodge, nonsense, who now becomes part of the Constitution with maybe only 60% of the vote of the people at a ballot initiative that they have. So are we ready to change it right now, or should we go back on the old one? Okay. There. So if you don't have it, I can go back to open it. If that's what we got, that's what I'll do. Okay. We're going to go. I'm going to modify this presentation a little bit, guys. So let's go on here back to it. So here's the 1040 form, right? So you see that the 1040 individual income tax is really for DC people. The 1040 instruction form tells you that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, but they don't tell you who the U.S. citizens are, okay? And you see in the Code of Federal Regulations that it says clearly that Section 1 of the Code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, which, again, is not defined here. And you see that term? The United States is only District of Columbia. You see it right here before many of you. That's 7701A, 9 and 10 of the Internal Revenue Code. Only list the 50 states, I'm sorry, or list District of Columbia as part of the states or United States. And the federal and payroll tax laws are based on authority of Congress to enact tax laws in Washington, D.C. and territories. That would be unconstitutional in the 50 states. That's the key thing you got to get, folks. Okay? I'm going to show it to you right now. Okay? See, this is the District of Columbia on the map. 10 square miles square, given by Maryland and Virginia, bunch of swampland on both sides of the Potomac River, okay? So that it would be independent and not under the pressure of any one state if its headquarters was in one of the states, okay? See, again, I want to remind you, we had 13 independent states, countries in 17, you know, back at time of the revolution in 1776, only 2.5 million. And they created the agent, DC government, that gave it 18 specific common functions. And all of the functions and powers were kept by the countries of the Union, the states. There's 50 states now. Okay. The 10th Amendment, again, review. The states keep all, retain all the powers. Okay, like, for example, the power of taxation, okay, was kept by the states. So the federal government was limited specifically in its taxing powers for you, the American people. They did not want you to become a slave of the federal government. Okay, so here it is, Article 1, Section 2. You probably didn't know that here in the Constitution, it says as representatives that you have in Congress and House of Representatives, And direct taxes shall be apportioned or divided up among the several states, which will be included in this union according to their respective numbers. So New York has more people than Delaware. New York gets more representatives in the House of Representatives, and more taxes as people pay because there's more people there. This was put on purpose in there, okay? So direct taxes, you know, and we're done this way. This is the very first direct tax of $2 million that was laid by Congress on the American people. And you see right there, look at the top highlighted part. A direct tax of $2 million shall be added hereby laid upon the United States and apportioned to the states respectively in the manner following. To the state of New Hampshire, $77,705.36 and 2 mils. By the way, mil is 1/10 of a cent. That's what you add the gas station. You see the price of a gas is $3.59 and 9/10. That 9/10 is mils. Mm-hmm. To the state of Massachusetts, $260,435.31 and 2 mils. And all the states are listed below this chart right here. That's how it was done in the 1800s, many times in the early 1800s. The states would collect the tax, keep 10%, and give the other 9% to the federal government. That was their fee for collecting it, because back then there was no airplanes, no cars, no telephones, no telegraph, no trains, only horse and buggy. The federal government had no way to collect the tax. It was meant to be that way. The states would collect the tax and be rewarded with 10%, and 9% would go to the federal government. So when the international bankers wanted to create a central bank in America that would create money out of thin air and would lend it to the federal government at interest, they want to make sure that interest is going to be paid back by the federal government. But the federal government could not do that with this system of direct taxation. It would be much more cumbersome. They wanted the federal government to directly give the tax to you as a slave. So they came up with a deception to make you believe that the federal government can tax the people of the Union states directly. And that is the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which says that Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the states, okay, and without regard to any census or enumeration. See, it appears that the apportionment of taxes, dividing up the tax among the states requirement, was removed. But that is not the case. This is 1913. Now, what happened in the case called Boucher-Burr in 1913, looked at the income tax, it's 16th Amendment issue, but the decision was very convoluted and how it's constitutional. But the next case I'll show you, which is Stanton versus Baltic Mining Company, in 1916, refers to the Boucher-Burr case and reminds people clearly this about the 16th Amendment. That by the previous ruling, the Boucher-Burr case, it was settled that the provisions of the 16th Amendment conferred no new power of taxation. Let me read that to you again. 16th Amendment conferred no new power of taxation. So the federal government could not tax it directly back then without apportionment among the states. They could not do it now either. See, they hoodwinked you because the Boucher said, oh, the tax is constitutional. Because what Boucher did said, since you cannot change the Constitution, this part about apportionment without taking out the other part that requires apportionment, they would be in conflict with each other. Boucher said, oh, the tax must be an indirect tax. But indirect taxes, like on activities like oil rigs, stuff like that, oil drilling, could be all over the 50 states or on imports. They just have to be uniform throughout the union, okay? So once this scam happened, it kept going, the lie, the belief in people's heads that the states are the federal governments. Now, so the authority they use to tax the people, it comes from here. Not the 60th Amendment, but from this part of the U.S. Constitution where the current federal income tax authority is derived from. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gave the federal government the power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, which eventually became the seat of the government of the United States, and also have the like authority of exclusive legislation over all places for erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. Yep. This is the primary source of the taxing powers of the federal government over you, the American people that deceived you and tricked you to be a slave. Okay? Now, this is the other part of the Constitution that supports this. Article 4, Section 3. That the Congress shall have power to make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States, the federal government. They can do whatever they want in there. In D.C., which was a swampland, 10-mile square of swampland, and they could say, you can do whatever you want in there, federal government, you're free. It's your swamp, okay? We, the states, remain sovereign, and they still are. In every respect, and in taxation, the federal government is restricted from taxing the people of the states directly without apportionment. They cannot do it. But here now, they can tax the people of D.C. in any territory or land that belongs to the federal government. So then, in 1901, a U.S. Supreme Court called Downs versus Bidwell. This was taxed within U.S. territories after the Spanish-American War. Okay? And look at, it was about a very divided Supreme Court. Five Supreme Court in different decisions said it's okay. And four said, no, you cannot do it. It's wrong. Because for the first time, Supreme Court said there is actually two systems of law in America per the Constitution. One for the 50 states and one for the District of Columbia and federal lands and buildings. Yes. And they said it would be an evil day in America when that kind of a law takes root in America, and that's what they've done. Okay? So here, Wikipedia gives us a good summary of what the Downs versus the Bidwell Supreme Court said. Read the, again, the highlighted parts. The Constitution does not necessarily apply to territories. How about that, folks? Right? Instead, the Congress has jurisdiction or legal power to create law within territories of federal government in certain circumstances, particularly or specifically those dealing with revenue which would not be allowed under the Constitution for the U.S. states. See? The U.S. states that could not tax directly, but when it comes to revenue or taxes, they can do it because the Constitution does not apply to U.S. territories. Got it? So that's why you see all these definitions when it comes to taxes, income taxes, FICA, Social Security taxes. They do not include any of the 50 states. Mm-hmm. So, and we even way back in 1913, folks, they knew this, okay? This is the very first 1913 income tax law where every citizen of the United States, read the red line, underline red part, okay? Where every person residing in the United States, a tax was imposed on them, right? So now, let's go to the definition of this 1913 law. And look at definitions you see here. They say that the word state or United States when used in this section on income taxes that was newly passed, shall be construed or interpreted, understood to include not any of the 50 states listed in here, but any territory, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands when such construction or understanding is necessary to carry out its provision. Look at that. Way back then, folks, they did not list any of the 50 states as a state or as a part of the United States. Why? Because they knew they could only have this authority to tax under Dallas versus Bidwell court case only in U.S. territories and land. Okay, they would not be restricted by the government. Okay, they could be free to do it any way they want directly on the people of the U.S. territories. And that's why you see only federal territories are listed here and the District of Columbia. Okay, so you see the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, Section 7701. This is the reason why they do not mention under A, 9, and 10 any of the 50 states. They only mention and list the District of Columbia because they can do it there. Okay. So here it is, folks. You can see that this U.S. individual income tax return form is not a 50 states individual, but as a District of Columbia individual, a D.C. income tax. Okay. And folks, look at the thing is this. So if they were to try to include the 50 states in definition of the Internal Revenue Code, it would be unconstitutional. It would be a direct tax. That's why they cannot put the 50 states in a definition of, you know, when using this title in the Internal Revenue Code. So with that, folks, don't worry. They can never change the law to apply the federal income tax and payroll taxes, FICA taxes, corporate taxes, wager taxes, estate taxes, gun manufacturing taxes, any of these taxes to you, the people of the 50 states. They know it, but they're hoping you never found out. Well, guess what? You just did. So at this point, you want to continue your journey to freedom. Go to Freedom Law School's website, freedomlawschool.org, and go through the 7 steps on our website to be free of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. I know this is amazing to you, folks, but I cannot make you free. You have to choose to be free by seeking the truth, and the truth shall set you free at freedomlawschool.org. If you have further questions, feel free to call us. Our educators are here to guide you through at 813-444-4800. So with that, folks, I give you my love. I want you to be free, and I hope you accept my invitation. And make some time as you drive around. Listen to our videos to make yourself free. By the way, people tell me, oh, Payman, I watch your videos. And I talked to people, found out, no, you haven't. You saw a little bit here and there. Go start with step one. You must go back to step one of the 7 steps at fieldmonster.org and go to step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in order for you to be free. So thank you for watching. And I hope to meet you all someday soon. And together, work together, have America be a free country once again. Okay, let's now go to your questions. We have at least 4 callers I know who are waiting to get their questions answered. We're going to put on the screen the call number, folks, for you to get your questions answered. Remember, when your turn comes up, only give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question. No last name, so we can protect your privacy. Let me just take this, fix this cord, get a little caught up here, fix that. Okay. And I want to be with you guys momentarily. So we have several people who are waiting to get the question answered right now, but we got a bunch. So folks, because there are a bunch of people waiting to get the questions answered, please get your question briefly. Do not go around a bunch of storytelling, okay? Because I want to get to everybody. People sometimes disconnect when they get tired of waiting to get the questions answered. First call is from area code 480, then from area code 816, then from area code 516, then from area code 435. That's all we got four right now, right? 435. Okay. And then another one from area code 206. Okay. And I have some people asking, and another one from area code 816. Oh, it just added two. Okay. All right. See, there's a lot of guys waiting. So guys, get your questions quickly. I got also Chad from Missouri has some documents, letters to go over. So I'll go over that with you briefly also. Up to 10 pages, folks, we'll review for free every Thursday night if you want to send that to us. Well, Chad, you can send a lot here. This is going to be one-on-one, but I'll do what I can do for you with this all stuff you send. Okay, 480 area caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah. Hi, Payman, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Carol. I'm in Arizona. My question is pursuant to capital gains tax, specifically in real estate. First question is, do the title companies have some kind of quid pro quo with the IRS in the stack of documents that they have you sign in the release of an investment property? Do they slip one of the 1040s in there? Do you know anything about that?
Are you planning to sell your property, Carol? Is that the case?
I did.
You already did?
Yes.
How did you hear about us, and when did you hear about Freedom Law School, by the way, Carol?
I heard about you guys a few months ago, and I signed up about a month and a half ago.
So you're already a student, Carol.
Yeah.
Let me do this for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a quick answer, but you can call. Remember, as a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get unlimited consultation and help with all these questions you have. You don't have to take it out as free call, because this is the free session. It's limited in time.
Okay.
Well, you get unlimited consultation to take advantage. But other people may have the same question. Basically, no, they don't have no kickback. They've been deceived just like employers in America to, 1099 the sale to the IRS, which is wrong, because you're not involved in trade or business as defined in the Internal Revenue Code as performing the functions of federal public office. So had you known about us before you sold the house, we could have written to the escrow company, title company, and educated them that property is not in the United States as defined in the federal tax laws. And there should not be 1099 in you at all whatsoever. So next time you have a sale of property, let us know and about escrow instructions right away, so we make sure that they don't send a false, 1099 to the IRS for you. Okay, but that money doesn't matter. It's not taxable anyways. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Next caller from area code 816. Is he still there? I think he left. Now, let's see. We have one from area code. Let's see. 516 caller. You there, my friend, from area code 516?
Yeah.
Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Georgia. I heard about you on TikTok comments. And my question was, I was just talking to my family, and they mentioned one of my family members. She said, "What if she becomes like a resident of this country? Like they make you like pay back taxes or something, or you need to prove something to become a resident." And And I have another question after that, but yeah.
The question is very vague. So I don't understand it. I can't answer you. You this is a secondhand question.
No, so, it was like if you become a resident, like you know, let's say you come from another country, mm-hmm. and you get married and then you become a resident. Like,
okay, you get a green card.
Do you have
like
to pay
I
like taxes?
Back in 1980s is not a problem because that United States for nationality and immigration purposes means uh-huh. the 50 United States and several U.S. territories in D.C. That does not mean D.C. alone. You could be for U.S. citizens for immigration purposes, nationality, but not for tax purposes. That's completely unrelated. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because, like, I think she heard or something that, like, they have to pay taxes. Like, the government asked for, like, taxes or something to become get a green card or become a resident. I don't know if
I've never seen anything give you the idea. How can you get paid taxes when without a green card? You're not allowed to
work. No, like before, I think before you become you get a green card, right? They would ask for like, oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
You can't even work in America legally without having a green card as a foreigner, right?
Okay.
A tourist is not allowed to work in America. So, no, that's not an issue at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
My second question was, I don't know if you heard about Lost Horizons, cracking the code. Book?
Sure.
Like, I don't know if you have any thoughts about
that. I know him very
that.
Well, yes. What about it?
Yeah, I just finished, like, I think I'm almost finished, and he talks about, like, refunds and, like, how to get a refund through a 1040, and I don't know if he just has any thoughts about it since it's, like, from 2002,
sure.
I think he started writing it, and so, yeah.
Right. I know about it. I met Pete Henderson over 20 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yes, some good information, but unfortunately, a lot of misinformation also. And I know Pete Henderson personally. So about the definition,
yeah. So,
I learned from Dave Champion how definitions really matter. And then in the case of Mies versus Keene, I learned in his book. And then I talked to Peter. I said, Peter, these definitions are binding. These definitions are important. And his response was, you can't take those definitions too seriously. I'm saying, what? Are you kidding me? You can't take those definitions too seriously? Cars define things the way they want to. You have to go by those definitions. So, yes, that book, do not follow the advice. Do not try to get the money you got from IRS back because sometimes they give you a refund, the federal government. Sometimes not. Sometimes they don't give you any refunds and then penalize you, fine you. Up to $5,000 for bringing to the IRS what they call is a frivolous tax return or submission. And if you get in trouble with that, Peter Henderson gives you zero support. Will not take your calls. I've told them, look, support your people. You told them to do this thing. They have trouble. Now they're coming to me to get them out of this hole that you led them to. So if you want to take a chance on that, follow the advice. If not, don't. Any other questions?
How does the affiliate work? Like the affiliate, I think you have a affiliate system or something like that.
When you refer somebody to us, when you join Restore Freedom Plan yourself, and mm-hmm. refer somebody else, that person's first year membership. Half of that, only because the membership every year. Half that goes to you as your reward. Thank you for opening your mouth and telling the people about restoring freedom in America. So if the first year membership of them is a minimum 2,000, you get 1,000. If the membership is 10,000, half of that, 5,000. If the membership is 1,000,000, you get half of that, 500,000. That's how it works. Any other questions? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you just donate? Can you just like do like one-time donation? You guys do that too, or?
Nope. You are literally divorcing the crooked federal government and joining other freedom lovers like yourself through Freedom Law School. I'm just a tool for you all, every one of you that are out there separately listening to me, watching me, to come together to Freedom Law School. That's what you're doing, okay? And you're funding your own freedom, okay? That by yourself, none of us can do. But together, we can do like the founding fathers of America to restore freedom. Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Eric is 435 caller. You are next, my friend. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, I heard about us, and then your question.
My name's Rick. Can you hear me?
Yes, Rick. Turn off your
Do you hear
computer
me fine?
Down. It's because there's a delay in the computer. Turn
hey,
your
my
computer
name's
down.
Rick. I'm from
Utah.
Okay.
Okay. Have an echo like you're hearing right now. Just hear me on Block Talk Radio only.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Rick.
I'm from
I heard about you on TikTok. That's
okay.
Where I heard about you.
Okay. And now how may I help you?
Okay. I'm not getting any sound right now, though.
Not getting no sound at all? On Blog Talk Radio?
I can only hear you on here. But anyway, I'll ask my question and I'll turn it down so I can hear you on the radio.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
I was a 1099 employee for years, and then I sold my truck, and then I got out of that. So I was off for a year or two, but now I'm going to go back to work. And if these people won't 1099 me at this job, if they require me to fill out a W-4, is there anything that I can put on that W-4, you know, to get this started? Or my question is, what's the best thing to do? Thanks. I'll turn this out and listen.
Yes, it is on our website, okay? Ask for your monster for free. We have that. Right, you get out of this. There we go. Yeah, so let me see if I'm bringing it on a screen in front of you. I do have it here, I think. Yep. Okay. So let's see. That's, let me get you to our website. Like, let's say this one. Okay. So go on our website. Under right on the top of the page. Okay. In the menu that comes up, the third one is free yourself from tax withholding. Okay. Click on that, follow the instructions in the form there, and you'll be able to lawfully safely start withholding of income tax from your paycheck. There's a video on here on how to do it and follow the instructions, okay? So do that, and you'll be good. Anything else I can help you with, Rick?
Okay. All right. No, nope, that's good. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. All right. We have an area call from area code, let's see, 206, and then 816 caller. Area code 206 caller, you're live. You're Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name's Kevin. And I heard about you through a common law group that I'm in.
Where in Idaho?
Washington.
And how many people are in your group?
What was that?
How many people show up to your monthly meetings?
Oh, I guess I'm still misunderstanding what you're asking me. Sorry.
This group that you got. You guys meet in person? Is it online only? And how many people are members of this group online or in
person? I meet with a
person.
I get kind of mentored by an individual, but then they have a lot of people that are doing things, and so questions are answered within the Telegram group that I'm a part of.
Oh, Telegram common law group. Okay. Got on Telegram. Okay. Very good. And how may I help you, Kevin?
Yes, I'm retired, and currently I have a 401k that I use to live off of. Using a 401k, they automatically take out 20% of the taxes. So I'm curious if there's a way to get the taxes back by any chance. And I know that you listed a 1040 NR at one time. Not sure if that would be an avenue to use.
The best thing to do is to roll over that 401k into your own self-directed IRA. Now you can take that out of the IRA without any stealing of your money up front by the 401k administrator. That's it.
Okay, so and then you, I am ready to roll over to do something, I guess, in regards to what you're saying, but I'm not totally, and it's just, you know, being educated. When you say self-directed, that sounds like it's going to be managed by myself.
Yes, that's correct. There's a trustee. You know, that is a trustee technically, but he'll let you do the management of it. The money goes here or there, all stuff. That's correct. That's what you want to do. You can put in a regular IRA too. That's fine. You can do that. But self-directed IRAs are better. Rather than going to a bank and their trustee completely controls everything where the money goes, here you can have it control yourself. It's less bureaucracy and easier use your funds. But you could put in any IRA, will do the job just fine too.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm a little green and my brain is telling me, oh, I'm going to have to manage a lot of stuff. And I've never done that
just
before myself.
Just put in an IRA, a regular IRA is fine. Just put in a regular IRA and have them told, don't take nothing out. When you take money out, have them say nothing out to send to the IRS. That's all. Just make sure they don't do that.
Okay. All right. That's something I can ask now. Okay, great. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, we have two calls from area code 816. One is from area code 974. The other one is from area code 853. So first, let's take the 816 area call from area code 974, and then we'll go to the other 816 area code call from area code 853. So you're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, Damon. My name is David. Can you hear me?
Yes, David.
So I heard about you about a year ago. It was either on like YouTube or Vimeo. Like I said, it was about a year ago I heard about you.
Okay.
And I'm coming out of Missouri, but right now I'm actually in South America as an expat. And so I just have like one general question and a more specific question related to expats and taxes.
Okay.
So my first question is, I understand that legally I don't have to file, but my concern is that I don't want to be blacklisted or I don't want my passport at a future date to be voided or canceled. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Blacklisted by who? For what?
So, like, I understand that there's obviously the federal government out of D.C., they don't want more and more people knowing about this. And so the video that I remember seeing is about a year ago. I don't remember seeing anything about if a person would be blacklisted even though
by who?
An administrator.
Who? This is the Kroger supermarket? Who's a blacklist you for? What are you talking about?
So the U.S. government wouldn't like, I heard from some, was it that they can actually, I think on the actual passport, they can void your passport if you don't file taxes. So
no.
That's kind of my main concern.
No. No.
That's
if
incorrect.
You or the IRS, whether you file confession form with the IRS or not, either way, if you owe the IRS like over $58,000, I think right now it is about that, then they can take away your passport or not issue you one. It doesn't matter whether you file or not. And guess what? Most people IRS comes after and messes with our filers, not non-filers. Okay?
Okay.
So here's the chart. It shows some IRS's own criminal investigation data book that 92% of people that put in prison are people that filed. The top is combined results of all people, all cases that they put three people in for tax stuff. In 2015, it was 3,092 on the right side of this chart, okay? And then for non-files was only 167. So everybody was 3,092. Take 167 for non-filers. So that means that over 2,900 people that went to prison were filers. So it's when you file, you go to prison. Vast, vast majority of people that did go to prison were filers. Okay.
So basically what you're saying, just the gist of it is that I don't have to, it's not going to avoid it or would not be blacklisted. That's basically the gist of what you're saying.
No.
Okay. And then my last specific question is, I have a 1099 NEC. I've worked for a company for as a contractor for 2 months, and there is an issue as far as because I'm in South America right now. Administratively, they consider like all my paperwork and documents are out of Texas and Missouri, and there's a discrepancy between the two. And so I'm concerned that I might be audited because of such a discrepancy, because I'm stuck overseas. So I have paperwork saying, like, I have my student loan saying that I'm in Texas at a Texas address, but I have other documentation saying, oh, I'm in Missouri. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Sure. How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay. If you don't file a 1040 income tax confession form, you'll be fine.
I will be fine?
If you don't file a 1040 form, if you file, then these problems will come up because you bring it up. You put it on the 1040 form and said, but wait a minute, this doesn't match that, this is wrong. Now you put a magnifying glass on yourself. But if you don't file, file, there's about 80 million non-filers in America. Welcome to the club. 80 million non-filers. No one's going to notice you. Another ant that dropped off the hill. You think you're so important. You are. You, your family, your loved ones love you. You are important. To me, you're important too. But to the government, IRS, she's an ant, sheeple, just a shear. You know, that's all. You know, there's 80 million that lost control. You just went out with those free ones. That's all it is. In your head, you think, oh, they know me because of my 1099. They know about me. No, they don't. They don't know about you because of your 1099. You must go through our 7 steps on our website, okay? To free yourself of IRS deception, robbery is fake. But realize IRS is mostly bluff. IRS is a real Wizard of Oz created by the crooked major media. Okay? So stop being afraid. Educate yourself. I'm glad you're doing it at the age of 37. Okay? And tell your other expats, you don't need to go and hide in Central America, South America, Mexico out there to be free. You can be free right here in America, especially in free red states like Florida. Why go heck out there? It's a different culture, language. You're still a foreigner over there. Come here. Come back. All right? Any other questions?
So basically, yeah, so just even though I filed an extension on my taxes, it's irrelevant what you're saying. I still don't need to file.
Great. Your extension about October 15th, it means nothing. And just do your homework on our website, freedomlawschool.org, and free yourself. I've asked deceivers to be, oh, I'm weak. IRS is powerful monster. Get me federal file. IRS is powerful. No, they're not.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I appreciate
that's very important. You understand IRS is a myth. The reality is that weak, you are far more stronger than you realize, my friend. Okay?
Understood. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Kevin. David, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Let's go to, we have two more callers. Actually, more, 816-974. Caller is next. Hold on, let me see. The other one, 853, prefix caller. But we have two more callers I need to make a note of. And the other two callers are from area code, I think, area code 515. Okay, just one caller from area code 515. Okay. From area code 816, you're live, my friend, from prefix 853. How did you hear about us? Your name and your question, please. Are you there? 816, area code.
Hey, brother Payman.
Yes.
Hey, I appreciate your time. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I found you on YouTube. And mm-hmm. I want to say thank you for your work, what you're doing. I appreciate your passion, and I appreciate the light that you bring, because I saw that right away.
Thank you. You're welcome, brother. What's your name? What did I call you?
My name is Chad.
Chad, okay.
Chad.
Great Chad.
Yes, sir.
How may I help you, Chad?
Okay, so I sent you guys several emails, but I'll just cut to the chase.
Oh, yeah, got your paper right here. You're the one. Chad, let me tell you, this stuff is over the 10 pages that I review on the Freedom Hours, okay? It gets too much for anybody else to listen to, okay? But I'll try to do a quick one for you, but you didn't need a one-on-one private consultation for this, okay? A paid private one. You have to remind me of a balance due of about $2,300. That 4 year, what year is this for? 4 year, 2021. Did you file for that year?
See, I did, but I didn't know what I know now. So they're coming after me now.
That's okay. Hold on. You for your 2021, well, they proposed you $2,200. Okay. They proposed a change in October 30th of last year. Okay. And then let me see what else we got here. Okay. Then it said you had notice of deficiency January 22nd. That gives you till April 22nd to charge the notice of deficiency they send you for $2,000 of taxes. So penalty and interest. So, yeah, you want to challenge him a tax court. Petition by certified mail or go online on their website by April 22nd, which is covered up, and challenge them. You filed again. Most people that come to me with pre-existing problems, folks, are fathers. It's sad. You got to go to fathers. Nothing to audit. They're leaving non-filers alone. Quit putting the rope around your neck. Say, IRS, you want to mess with me? You don't file, they'll leave you alone. Better than 99% of the time. So that's what you want to do.
I haven't filed since, though. I haven't filed since 2021. I didn't know what I know now.
Good,
basically
good.
What happened
so do
was,
that. This is a small amount. This is 2000. Yeah. So, yeah, do that. But petition attached court. And challenge them in there, and as so that they claim that they claim that you were $31,000 of other income, but they claim it was $44,000, more than that. They claim the also have cancellation of debt and non-employee accounts. Yeah, go to the tax court. You can probably reduce it to zero because it's so small. They don't want to deal with you. As a member, become a Restore Freedom Plan member. I'll guide you. We'll guide you on this process also, my friends. A small process. Okay? Any other questions you got, Chad?
Okay, so what's the next step?
By April 22nd, you follow the direction
right
here, okay? And petition the tax court. Now, let me see. They let you electronically, they usually do that. Let's see. Mm. Now, in this one, they don't say you can do it by going to their websites, do they? But they don't. But you go to the ustaxcode.gov, and have a sample petition there. You fill it out, and you send out by the $60 money order or check to U.S. Tax Court in D.C. Okay? That's what you do. Very simple. And that's to get the process started. Above that, you will need to become a student. They ask people to give you some guidance on what to do next. But that, if you don't do that, you're done. You owe them $2,000. There's no challenge without paying the tax person. Okay?
So even if I have my tax person
does matter. You can do it as on the bottom of the front page. They'll give you an instruction how to go to tax court. Okay, U.S. court, ustaxcode.gov slash dawson.html. You can do it online now. We also petition tax court. Okay?
Okay, so even if I have my tax person amend that, it doesn't matter?
What do you mean your tax person amend that?
My tax lady that did this, if she does an amendment, can that reduce that?
Her amendment legally means zippo, zero. That's informal process. You are going to give up your formal process of challenging the IRS in tax court. Go to the tax court. Then you can have her help you with the expensive deductions, all that stuff, amendments in there under control. You'll not go to trial. There will be no trial. You're just protected by the tax court from IRS just coming, assessing the tax, and down they'll take your money perhaps. Okay? There'll be no courts. This is too small. Potatoes. Okay? But this is on time. By April 22nd. All right, Chad?
Okay. All right, brother.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let's see.
Thank you.
We have a call from area code 515. And also after 515, someone from area code 206. Area code 515, area code, you go first. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
This is Aaron.
I
heard
about
your
name.
You. A-A-R-O-N.
Okay, uh-huh.
I learned about you through researching on the web, and what was your other question for me? I'm a student.
What's your question?
My question. Say a person bought some foreign currency for the purpose of an investment and wanted to convert that back into U.S. dollars when the value increased.
Okay.
I understand that is considered capital gains, but not something that we need to worry about, correct?
Are you?
Unless I'm
a citizen,
I'm not
a resident of Washington, D.C.?
No, sir.
It doesn't apply to you any more than a tax, Egyptian, French, or Russia tax.
Right.
You are from what state? What state do you live in?
Iowa.
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 You're not, you're a foreigner to D.C. The federal income tax is the D.C. tax, not the Iowa tax.
There you go.
Or Florida or California tax.
Is there such a thing as a windfall tax that I would worry about?
Again? Anyone in Russia, South Africa, Brazil, Argentina, France,
very
Germany,
good.
You know, but if you're not from those countries, or Washington, D.C., does that apply to you? Because your country is not those countries. You're from Iowa, not D.C., France,
okay.
Egypt, Germany, okay? You got to get that in your head, folks.
Next.
You are not from the United States for tax purposes. For tax purposes, you are a foreigner to D.C. technically you are a non-resident alien with respect to the government of Washington, D.C. Understood?
Understood. Now, the other question I have,
mm-hmm.
how would I go about converting it to U.S. dollars?
Converting what? Your currency?
Converting the foreign currency back to U.S. dollars.
Go to your banks, big banks, they do that. Their currency dealers out there, go online, look up currency exchange dealers or banks, they do that out there. That's all.
And carry out briefcases of cash.
If that's how it is, that's what you got to do.
And if they claim they have to fill out this or that form, I just tell them, no, you don't.
Well, you could tell them that, but it will not do any good. But that's the
when they fill it out,
it's still foreign currency into U.S. currency. That's what they do. So don't worry about it. So what? The report is a big deal. There's
okay.
millions and millions and millions of these reports go about over $10,000 cash currency transactions to FinCEN. They mean nothing.
Okay.
There's way too many out there. You must see huge amounts of them on a regular basis to even notice it. Go ahead and cash it. Get your money. Nothing illegal about it.
Okay.
Anything else, Aaron?
That pretty much covers it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you
it
for
calling.
It could be exciting. Calling. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be happy to help you out, brother.
We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Aaron. Area code 206 caller, you are next, my friend. And remember, we have no more people in the waiting list. If you have a question, you can call on and get on the list right now. Call 657-383-1755 and have your telephone keypad. You press 1 and you'll be the next caller after this one. 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, you press 1 and you'll be next after the 206 area code caller. And then we have a call from area code 904 after him. All right, my friend from area code 206, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, this is Kevin. I just spoke with you and I ended up having another question, so I figured I'd throw it in here right now. You were indicating, you were directing me towards like a self-directed IRA or an IRA to use for my 401 or to use rather than a 401k. So next question would be, in if I was understanding you right, I should be making withdrawals and saying take no taxes out. I imagine at the end of the year that whatever financial institution I'm working with, they will send something off to the IRS indicating this is how much funds this individual withdrew throughout the year. So I'm just curious. I'm imagining that I just sit and don't do anything.
So what? They don't use them, folks. Don't use it to 1099s. Okay? And step three, you guys got to know about step three. It's very powerful. IRS, you know, look, IRS doesn't go after filers, non-filers, because they only make less than $3 for every dollar that's put on a non-filer. But for filers, for every buck they spend, they make over $300. If you were the IRS, which Americans would you go after? Filer or non-filer? Make 100 times more money going after filers. Doesn't matter. People assume, oh, they're going to watch me, they're seeing me. Oh, they got me. Everybody thinks that way, and they know that. They know, you know, we're focused on you, but there's 80 million non-filers already. 150 million tax returns filed already every year. And there's tens of millions of corporate taxes. Many of them, like for the big corporation, just a tax return is 5,000 pages or longer. It takes specialists on those huge tax returns just to even get started. Team of them for Google, Facebook, all these guys. You'll be fine. You're just one ant sheeple to them. Okay?
Gotcha.
The focus is on you. That's what they want you to believe. You are free. Free your mind. As Morpheus tells Neo in The Matrix. You see the movie Matrix?
Yes. Yeah.
You should see it again. What does Neo tell Morpheus tell Neo?
Oh.
Free your mind at freedomlawschool.org. Drive around, listen to my videos. Listen to 7 steps on your drive to work, school, shopping, whatever you do. At lunch or dinner, put your cell phone up again now and watch it on your computer, okay? Any other
sounds
questions
good.
You got?
No, it just sounds like I'll get a piece of paper and I'll look at it and I'll set it down and I'll go on along my merry way.
Sounds good, brother. Fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Kevin. Let's go to the area code 904 caller, followed up by call from area code 415 and then another one from area code 248. All right. I'm area code 904. Okay. My friend, you're live. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Ironically, you just called my name. My name is Neo. Hello?
Yes. Neil or Neo, which one is your name?
Neo. I am the original Neo.
You're the original and Matrix, okay.
But it is spelled N-E-Y-O-H.
N-E-Y-O-H. What country were you born at, Neo?
In Jamaica.
Jamaica. Wow, how interesting. All right, my friend. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
I hear you from the Redacted show. I watched the Redacted show and you were on it. So from then
very
I started
good.
Listening on to you. Yeah.
Very
but
good,
I wish I'd learn about you before.
Thank you for your kind words. Well, I'm glad you heard about me now, but later than never. How old are you?
All right. Yes, I watched a previous video regarding the cryptocurrency filing, and I filed my 1040 on the 2nd of February. As I said, I wish I'd known you before, and I wouldn't have filed. But I have gone and looked at it, and I realized that no is checked on it for a cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's your question?
The question wasn't asked of me from the CPA, but I'm seeing that he checked no, but that is beside the point. The fact that no is there. What can I do?
You have cryptocurrency?
Yes.
You do an amended 1040 form and some. Yes.
Repeat that, please.
That's what it is. You either let it go or file an amended 1040 form and just check yes on the box. That's all. There's only two choices.
So I go back to the tax file and do that?
Do the amended one and 1040X.
I didn't hear that.
You do a 1040X. 1040X.
Yes, I'm asking
amending.
If I go back to the tax file and do that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be your only option. You leave it alone or do that, right, I'm afraid. That's only two options you have available.
Okay. But in the future, I know not to file anything.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. As I said, I wish I knew you before, but better late than never. Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too, Neil, but at least you found out about us now. Better late than never. How old are you?
I'm 45. The 29th, I'll be 46.
You got many decades ahead of you, so look forward to many decades of freedom for you, Neil. All right, brother. Yeah.
I have reached out to members of your team since I've learned about you on Redacted Show.
Okay, and
I really appreciate the knowledge that you share.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Joe. Thank you for your love and support. I appreciate that. Tell other people about us. Folks, tell about other people about us. Text them our website. Text them about 9 minutes.
I just send the video regarding the crypto to my friends. I just forward it to them.
Good job. And follow
up. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So did you listen to it and drive to work? Listen to tomorrow.
That?
If they did not listen to the video on the drive to work today, have them listen to it tomorrow or next week. Follow up with your friends.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions,
Because
Neil?
up to now, they have not approved my taxes. So that's why I'm wondering why, you know, but maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it's about the 2nd of February I did it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Water under the bridge, Neil. Let's go from here forward, brother. Okay?
No, I really appreciate it. Okay,
you're welcome,
one.
Neil. My pleasure helping you.
Right,
thank you. Bye-bye. Your area code 904 caller, 248 area code. Let's see, we got more 830 and then 217. And then another one for area code 916. All right, guys. I'll take you all in turn. Area code 904, you're live, my friend. Yeah, keep it on the screen. Area code 904. I thought, give me your first name. How you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there? Are you code 904? Nope, I don't think he's there. He forgot about us. Area code 248, caller, give me your first name and how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is John. I think I heard you on the Conservative Daily podcast.
Which host?
It would have been Joe Altman.
Very good. All right. And how may I help you?
I'm a federal employee, and can you describe in detail the part about trade and business? And I don't reside or work in D.C., but I don't know if I'm exempt because I'm a federal employee. I work for the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You know, it's an interesting question you ask. I'm a very conservative, cautious guy myself. I never want to get anybody in trouble. So before, the language of the law is so convoluted in Section 871 and deliberately, and I assume that, to be safe, if your income is effectively connected with a performance or function of public office, that you may have to pay income tax. But upon close examination by a friend of mine who said, hey, well, yeah, I got to look at this thing a little closer, I think. Let me bring it up. You're right. Age 71. Let me bring that law from my computer screen for you right now as we're talking. And here we go. On the screen, you'll see it if you all have to be on the computer. But I realized that, no, actually, you don't have to pay income tax unless you drive or travel to D.C. And where is that section B? Here we go. Okay. Income connected with United States business graduated rate of tax. This is, you know, so they say that. And non-resident alien individual, which is you. You're not from D.C., engaged in a trade or business, which means like you, federal government work, within the United States, which is within D.C. That's a critical thing. You got to be someone not from D.C. that you go within D.C. to do government work. So someone, for example, Virginia or let's say Maryland that drives to D.C. for work, to do government work, this whole thing applies to them. They have to file income tax. These are the people that are under Section 1 of the code or 55 that are paying income tax. You're not one of them, so you don't have to pay income tax either. So I just discovered this just this weekend. A good friend said, Piedmont, I think you got to look at this closer. I've been so busy, so I didn't take a closer look. So, yes, that means that many of you federal workers who, you know, are free because you don't go to D.C. for work. You don't work within D.C., so you don't have to pay income tax either. Okay?
So it's only related to travel.
If you work in D.C., if you work in D.C.
Okay.
and live, for example, in Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, Rhode Island, and you go to work every day, you have to pay income tax.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. That answers my question. Thank you.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. You have 8-3-8 caller. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Field Law School, and then your question, please.
My name is Greg. Heard you from Stu Peters and Redacted. And I think you just answered my question because I'm retired military and my situs is in the Republic of Texas. So never been in D.C., will never go.
Okay. Very good. You heard us on Stu Peters and what else?
Stu Peters and Redacted.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. All right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate what
you're welcome, my friend. We have another call from area code 217 now. Give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Lee. I also heard about you guys from Redacted with Clayton Morse. Yeah. So I'm in Illinois, and my mother is actually already a member. I got her into it because I heard what you guys were talking about. I looked more into it. But I've been meaning to ask you this question directly because I don't think anyone that I called over there was able to answer it clearly. So I just figure I'd come to you. But so I'm aware that the Illinois state income tax, that law also piggybacks off of the federal revenue code. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
So then technically, according to the law, then not even the state income tax for Illinois residents applies. Is that right?
Correct. That's right.
Wow. Okay. And then one other question I had is I was telling some other friends about it, and I think, well, one of their concerns was about their job security. I told them that no one would actually look at the W-4 if they sent it in because, you know, most people don't read that anyways. Not like they care. But have you had anybody under Freedom Law School that's, like, just gone through you guys, they came clean, nothing wrong? And has anyone actually experienced the problem with, like, getting fired over something like this?
No.
Okay. I mean, but is that possible though? Like, can they actually fire you over just like exempting yourself from the withholding tax, even though that has nothing to do with your performance at the job? I mean, I don't see how that would
some
be
some laws allow that in some states. They can fire you for any reason. Some states they restrict the reason you can fire somebody. So depending on the state law.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know if Illinois follows, like, has that type of law?
No.
I mean, I would.
No employer fires you over this kind of thing. I've never heard of that happen ever. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, I mean,
you're fine.
I didn't think that would be something that would be something worth firing over. But I just figured I'd ask because I've had multiple friends ask me that because they're just worried about losing their job if they go ahead with this. So, but okay. Oh, and then one last thing. Sorry. So if we don't have to pay the income tax, then retirement accounts are pointless, right? Because the whole point of that is for tax shelter.
Correct.
So then, if we have a lot of money in our Roth, can we just take that out then, even though we're not of age? I mean, what's stopping us?
Sure.
Like,
if you want to, go ahead. What's wrong with it? Buy gold, buy Bitcoin, you know?
Yeah.
Why leave your money in the bank? Yeah, I would.
That is so crazy. Oh, my God. That's all from me. Thank you so much. You guys are really opening our eyes. I just think with illegal immigrants coming in, everything that's happening with the country right now, it's just been really easy to kind of get people on board with that, and that's really pushed at least my mother over the edge into joining, because it's crazy everything that's going on. But anyways, thank you guys so much. Have a great night.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Yeah. You know, people are waking up to see how corrupt the U.S. government is.
Yeah.
No longer a friend of you, no longer a protector of you, the American people. They're actually your enemies. They don't punish you. They label you white supremacist, racist, xenophobe, Islamophobe, LGBTQ-phobe, whatever, you know. You're the enemy. They set you up with Ray Epps at the FBI deliberately for January 6th, going to the Capitol, so that they can charge you with insurrection and give you 20-year prison sentences, which have done to people. Even people who did not even walk to the Capitol. So very good, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to the 916 area code caller and then followed by a call from area code 415. Area code 916 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, good. Hi, my name is Key, and I heard about you from Dr. Lee Merritt, and so I am very, very fresh in terms of what I know about you. I perused the website just today and started diving into some videos, and serendipitously, it led me to this live feed, so I'm really happy about that. But anyways, I have not filed taxes since 2019, I think, was the last time. And
good. Where's it happening?
But, thank you. Well, part of it actually had nothing to do with any sort of protest or my understanding of, you know, the illegal nature of the IRS and all of that. But it had more to do with just personal grief that I was going through, and I just kind of opted out. And so, but anyways, a friend of mine is trying to, I have a lot of credit card debt, and a friend of mine is trying to help me sort of renew my finances and so forth. And when he found out that I hadn't filed taxes, his immediate go-to was, okay, you know, let me contact my accounting friend and that kind of thing, which the accounting friend, this is just yesterday, said that I needed to, I receive a retirement from my former husband, and he said that I needed to file as a single and and change that with the retirement account. And then, you know, I think their goal is to try to get me up to date with taxes. But as I've been listening to these videos, I'm pretty sure that's definitely the wrong direction. I guess my question to you is, I would love to join, your organization and what you've got going on. I know a lot of your listeners are already up to speed. I don't know if you could just give me a little bit of a rundown and what I should also do in terms of that, the withholding. Should I just do zero withholding? So there's several questions there, and
don't do anything like that. Do it right on our website. If you go there to our website, okay, What you want to do is go under on the top of the page, it says write. On the drop-down menu on the right, the third item that comes up is free yourself from tax withholding. Okay? Click on that, and that will get you to the page on how you can free yourself from income tax withholding. All the instructions on that page.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And in terms of where I'm going, I guess what I'm picking up from you is that just stay the course then.
Yep. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and what you could do, you could just become a freedom messenger, liberator, tell other people about us. Free other people, we give you cash rewards in the mail we send you for referring other people to us. Cash. And tax-free on top of that, too.
Okay, very good.
Tell other people, we send calls we give every one of you, we give you the brochures, Restore Freedom.
Okay.
At no charge, call us. It says on the back, you know, no law requires 98% of Americans to file income taxes, okay? You put your name on there at the bottom, the phone number, or we give you a private number if you want. So people join, we'd be happy to pay you a referral cash reward.
Okay, and is there a fee to join?
Yes. It's 30% of what you would have paid the IRS. The minimum membership is $2,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So you get to keep 70% of what you would have paid the IRS.
Okay, very good. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I just appreciate you. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Keith. Thank you for calling. Okay, we have Erica 415 caller. We got lines open. If you have more questions, folks, you can ask right now. The call number is going to be put on the screen if you have a question. So let's go to Erica 415 caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Kathy. I heard about you through an internet search. I am a student. I'm a new student. And I had specific questions with regard to California. If it's a piggyback state, is it actually breaking the law and assessing income tax now? Or did it rewrite the Constitution in 2022 to give itself more power to, quote, unquote, make it legal? And then another question, do residents and non-residents have any kind of legal standing to refuse to pay income tax? I know California is an aggressive state. When I called your information line, they basically told me that I should probably just pay it because it's difficult to fight. But I'm really just asking from a legal perspective whether there's an argument available and what cases I would pull to support that argument.
The argument is available. The problem is that California is a communist state. Communist. Not liberal, communist. And the courts are corrupt. They just ignore the law plainly. I got to protect the system, not the law. So the argument is very simple. California law explicitly follows federal definitions in the Internal Revenue Code. So you see no argument about the Internal Revenue Code not applying to people of the 50 states like in California. So you can argue that. But if they're lawless, they ignore, what good is the law? Right? They're lawless.
But can I fight it up through the court system?
You can fight it. Yes and no. You can fight it in the California Franchise Tax Board Hearing Officer, which is a railroad job. I go to the California Board of Tax Appeals, also a railroad job. And then take it up higher. You have to pay the tax, sue for a refund. Or you may challenge them being arbitrary, perhaps, about the writ of mandamus, or, you know, so probably that's it. That's end of the line. You cannot go up to court. They stop you from going to court without paying the tax first. That's California Board of Tax Appeals is your last stop, really, in California, which is all they do is just railroad you through and ignore you.
Isn't that protected by the Constitution of undue penalties or fines?
No.
We are not protected in that sense.
Your definition of undue fines, they does not apply to taxes. This is tax. This is not an undue fine to challenge that way.
Hmm. Okay. So I could do it, but
it's
at
a living, Kathy. Kathy, listen, you're one of our students. You got unlimited consultation as a Restore Freedom Plan member. Call my office, okay? Have you talked to Darlene? Have you talked to Darlene?
I talked to several people. I've been calling almost daily with different tax
questions. Ask for Darlene, and Darlene has a lot of knowledge about California. If necessary, she'll set you up for a private call with me also. I can go over your situation in more detail. Okay? That's one of the reasons you joined Restore Freedom Plan, to get unlimited consultation, unlimited help. Everything we take care of for you. All the paperwork is done for you, prepared for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I have another real quick question. When I tried to remove the California withholding tax, they would not let me at first because they're using a digital program, and they mandated that I checked one of the boxes as to which way I plan to file. And when I said I didn't want to check any of the boxes, I click exempt, it came up error code, and they forced me to change my withholdings to click one of those three boxes. And I'm wondering if that falls under the RICO laws.
Nope, unfortunately, no.
No, okay.
Any other questions?
That's it.
Remember, you can call our office as a Restore Freedom Plan member. You get unlimited consultation, help about these things. And someone gives you so much, you want more. You can go up the ladder if necessary. But, yeah, that's the problem with the Communist California. That's why I left. That's why I left California 11 years ago. I saw there's no reversing in that Communist state.
What if I leave California and keep my job in California?
Because your money comes from California, they can still tax it. Because the source of the money is from within California, they can tax that stuff.
I see. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kathy.
Bye.
We have a call from area code 910. It looks like our last call for tonight, it seems like. All right, my friend. And give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question tonight.
Hi, my name is Gloria. I've called in for.
And how am I helping you, Gloria?
I heard you say a few minutes ago that even if you work for federal government, but you don't live in D.C., you don't have to file. So is that the case now?
Yes. If you don't work in D.C.,
okay. So I work for the VA. Okay. Now, and I haven't tried to stop them from taking taxes out. That might be a problem.
Say it again now.
I said I work for the VA.
Right.
Okay. So now I can stop them from taking federal and state taxes out.
Yes.
Wow. And
what
I just
What state do you live in?
North Carolina. I live in North Carolina.
Right.
Okay, and I just did an extension. Is that gonna be a problem? Because
no,
I was
no. Extension
what,
means
what
nothing.
Was said before.
It's completely harmless.
Okay.
You're okay.
Wow. Okay then. Because I was going on with what you had been saying before. Now I'm going to have to do something about this. Okay,
then.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
You're going to go, Gloria. All right, folks, that's it for this evening. I got to go. It's been a long time. I'll be on this call for, gosh, almost 2 hours. I had to even skip dinner because there's so much going on today. You know, happy April 15th, still working very long hours, folks, to help people. So remember, folks, I'll be coming across to different areas across America. I'll be coming to Dallas, Texas, San Diego, California, Denver, Colorado, South Dakota, the Redfield Expo, redfieldexpo.com, and maybe Reno. We'll see. But check out our website, freedomlawschool.org. It all will be there. These are all free events, Restore Freedom conferences, seminars are going to be free. So check our website. And remember, freedom is your right. But it's also your choice. I cannot make you free. I love for you to be free and live your life as you want. Enjoy peace and prosperity with your friends and family as you want. But all I can do is to provide the education, the tools for you. So you go to freedomlawschool.org and get yourself on your way to freedom. And tell your family member first, spouse, brothers, sisters, parents, children first. Then your friends and coworkers, and give them an option to be free. And we'd love to work with you to have America be free country when you become free at the same time. Thank you all. I love you. Have a great evening. I'll be back with you next weekend. All right. I don't like to work when I'm hungry. That's why I have to cut it off.